Welcome to Campfire Chat, Words of Encouragement, and my name is Jimmy. And you know, just as a campfire in the natural brings brightness and warmth and flickering flames of beauty, so it is in the supernatural that the campfire of God wants to bring warmth and brightness and flames of hope, peace, and power and purpose and encouragement to you. This podcast represents encouragement, not based on man's words, but God's word. Did you know that God Almighty, through the Holy Spirit, wants to ignite your heart and your life? This is a time to be bold and be strong. This is a time to speak up and speak out for what God has done, what God is doing, and what God will do in your life. If there ever was a time that we need our hearts lit up, it's now. Look around and see and focus on what God is doing. It is amazing how He is moving in the hearts of young people, particularly in our colleges and universities. Even in the midst of all the anti-Semitism that's taking place and all the protests and all the craziness that's going on, God is moving in the hearts of the young people. Young and old alike are finding the reality of the Spirit of the living God. Let that encourage you. Don't be caught off guard in regards to not focusing on what He wants you to focus on. Lend yourself to prayer, to reading the Word, which will strengthen you and will give you the wisdom that you need. If there's one thing we need today, it is wisdom and good judgment and common sense. You and I must allow God to arise. And in Proverbs 3, we read these words. It says, "My son, never forget the things I've taught you. If you want a long and satisfying life, closely follow my instructions. Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. If you want favor with both God and man, and a reputation for good judgment and common sense, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. And everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success." So the key is to put God first. And be careful what you are sowing also, because whatever it is that you're sowing in your life, you will reap that harvest. So focus on sowing truth and allow that truth to prevail. Focus on doing what is right, and God will make a way there seems to be no way for you. Be obedient to do what God has told you to do, and trust Him with the results. Well, our time is up, but your time is a time for change. A time to let your heart glow for Him. And I pray that you will ask the Lord to touch your heart so it will glow for Him. If this podcast has helped you in any way, you can email to campfirechatcontact@gmail.com. That is campfirechatcontact@gmail.com. Thank you for your response. Be encouraged today and pass it on.